Follow Anchor. This is Anna Garrett.
Like, oh, I made it now. Blah, 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 you know.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hopefully finding enough to hear another episode.
I don't actually know what I'm saying.
Marketing, entertainment, tech, you know, all the fun stuff.
Hello, Anchor. This is Anna Garrett, your host, and welcome to my podcast. That's it. You heard it right. I said, welcome to my podcast and not welcome to my daily podcast. But we'll talk a little bit about that later on. Guys, right now, it feels super weird and awkward to be talking into this microphone. I haven't recorded anything for quite a while. Probably the last thing that I posted was maybe about 2-3 weeks ago, which is totally insane, and I'm sorry for those of you who have been waiting religiously for something new. And this, I tell you right now, this will not be your typical episode, if there's such thing in my podcast. Because, like I said, by the title of this podcast episode, I feel like doing real talk. And because this is my podcast, I can do whatever I want with it. And by the name, you can guess this is about me. So I'm just going to talk about me because I can do it. I don't have any restraints to what this podcast can be and can become. So, yeah, it feels pretty weird to be talking into this microphone again. But it feels nice. Feels nice to feel productive again. So let me go back a little bit to tell you what's been going on. So 2 weeks ago, I was pretty sick, and the people who know me for a long time, they know when I get sick, I get like really, really sick. So I had this terrible cold. I was always coughing all the time, always with a runny nose. I had like a really bad fever on like 2-3 days. Yeah, I was feeling like shit, honestly. And as you can imagine, I wasn't feeling like, oh, let's do a podcast because I can't even talk properly because I sound really bad. So I'm not gonna even do anything. I'm not gonna collaborate with anyone. I just literally, what I did for most of those days was just being, well, dressed in pajamas or something similar and just being in my room. In this case, in my living room, because I can, and just watching TV shows, listening to music, and just thinking about life. And yeah, I was just super sick and I didn't feel like doing anything. And for a while, it felt great to like own it and be like, no, I feel horrible. I'm not going to do anything. But then because I was out of productiveness life for so long, and you might have seen it like on Instagram stories. For a while I didn't post anything on Instagram stories as well. Now I'm kind of trying to get back on track with it, although it's still like process, because I was at the time when I stopped and when I had the cold and I felt horrible, I was posting like every day on Instagram stories, which I was really proud about. And I'm still trying to get it back on my routine again. So we'll see. But yeah, I'm back and hopefully better than ever. Still struggling on consistency as well. But I'll talk a little bit about that also later on this podcast episode. But yeah, that's pretty much why I was away, and maybe my own fault because I didn't get back on it straight away. I don't know. Honestly, it was not just the cold. I think the cold, like being sick, made me be by myself a lot and do lame stuff. Although I did find out a very, very cool TV show. Definitely recommend The Good Place on Netflix. It's epic. I just saw an episode like 20 minutes ago. But it made me not want to do anything. It made me be unproductive. And then I just didn't know how to work anymore. And I didn't want to, didn't feel motivated. Kept telling myself I wasn't okay to do it yet. I don't know. You know, there was no specific reason why I wasn't feeling motivated, why I wasn't feeling okay and happy. And this was not just in my podcaster life, just at work even. I wasn't feeling very happy. I just, most of the time, I just felt like being in my bed and just sleep and just sleep. So it was a difficult time. And also, I had a problem with my eyes that I'm still trying to get it okay, which basically made my eyes like irritated, red and itchy. And then I was crying all the time. Hey, Microsoft buddies who are listening to this podcast, if you've seen me like crying at Microsoft, it's because I just got at Microsoft and it was super windy and my eyes are super sensitive right now, and I just cry all the time. I watched Call Me By Your Name last week. Yeah, no, actually this week on Valentine's Day. And, well, the movie was relatable for me, so I was going to cry anyway. But it just made me cry even harder because my eyes have just been so bad lately. And now I've been to the pharmacist and I'm trying to make it better. And that didn't help also, you know. When you feel like your eyes, it feels like you just woken up and it's like 6 p.m. and your eyes feel like that and you keep crying everywhere you go. I can't even wear makeup properly because my eyelids and everything, it's always just bloated. So that didn't help as well, to feel confident and to feel happy about myself. So yeah, but now I'm feeling better. And hopefully as we progress with the podcast episodes, progress and develop and grow everything that we've been building here, people and family, I'm sure that I will feel a lot happier. So guys, remember, it's okay not to feel happy. It's okay not to be okay, and to not be okay for no specific reason. Just make sure that you're aware of it and that you tell people, or at least that you tell yourself and acknowledge it, to try to do something about it. In my case, what I tried to do to get myself up, well, obviously I had to start taking care of my health properly, to just take the sickness away at least. And then it just has been for me listening to other podcasts, listening to other content creators, watching YouTube videos, but like real content, not just like stupid interviews, which are good once in a while, but like actual content. I just posted it yesterday on Instagram stories, or maybe 2 days ago, not sure. But I took a photo and I said, getting my creative juices. And it really is that. It makes me, you know, that kind of motivational content, Gary Vee style, not just Gary Vee, but and not just motivational, also content that does give you some extra knowledge, strategies, and makes you think about the things that you're doing and how you should do it, instead of just being like, oh, you can do it and blah 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 blah. I don't think that's good. At least for me, it doesn't get me hyped up anymore. So it really has to be about motivation and useful content, like valuable piece of content for me, and just being engaged in that, learning new things. That's mostly what gets me up in the morning and what makes me want to do these podcasts and be recording this at a Sunday evening instead of just, I don't know. That's not really much I could do anyway because I'm here by myself. But yeah, try to figure out what works for you, what makes you happy. Just as Gary Vee would say, just be self-aware. of what gets you happy and do that as much as possible. And for me, what makes me happy is to create content. And when I'm not happy, it's usually because I'm consuming a lot more content than I am creating. And when I'm the happiest, it's because I'm creating a lot more than I'm consuming. So I feel like I'm giving out value to the world. I'm doing something instead of just spending the days. And, you know, when you're watching a TV show, no one knows you're watching a TV show. No one cares. Nothing is happening. You're not affecting anybody. But here, right now, recording this, I know I'm making an impact on the world. And that's what makes me happy. Now, let's get more into the whole dilemma that I've been having with work, with the podcast, with life. So, to me, right now, life, it's like a square. And you've probably seen these diagrams all over, like, social media, and people share it. I didn't inspire myself in any of these in particular. I just seriously thought about my life, and it feels like this. It feels like a square, and on each of those edges, we have work, personal projects, which it's mostly my podcast, but there are other things, and then being by myself, because I am an introvert, and I have accepted that sometimes if I don't feel like going somewhere, I will just not go, because I do have to recharge by myself to feel motivated and happy to keep going for the next day. So sometimes I have to say no to things because I need to be alone. And then on the other edge, we have family / friends. So these are the four main things that I care about in my life and that make the perfect equation to making me happy. And usually the biggest problems have to do with balancing work with the podcast. So I can truly feel that sometimes I am super focused on work. Work's been going really well. I don't mind working after hours to do things that I'm really passionate about and to bring my own knowledge that I've developed on my personal projects to create really cool things for my work. Or there's the other side, when I'm super, super focused on my podcast. I have like all the episodes planned out and I'm promoting everything on social media and talking to people, and I just want to create content, and then I'm not focused on work and I'm just want to get off work so I can go do my podcast and work on the things about the podcast. So it has been like this, going back and forth between these two things that I loved. It's not like I hate my job and I love doing what I'm doing on my podcast. It's not it. I really love what I'm doing with my work, but obviously sometimes I'm more motivated than others. And sometimes I'm just super motivated on my podcast, not doing work. Sometimes I don't want to do anything on my podcast and I just want to work. So these are the two main things that I'm struggling right now. And sometimes I never know what's right, you know. I never know, because there's another thing. One thing pays my bills. One thing is what I'm hired for, and I affect the work of other people. And on the other thing, it's just something that I usually do by myself, and that although it does have an impact on the world, it's not a direct impact. And probably most of you would say that your priorities would lie in your daily work, on your full-time job, and not on your personal projects. So that has been hard for me to manage as well. Although I do love working at Microsoft and what I do there, it makes me happy. And I'm very willing to work outside of business hours for things that I do want to create and leave a better impact on the company and the people that work with us. So yeah, I'm still trying to balancing it all out. And right now, the best way to keep me motivated on both of those things, and this is something that I've noticed recently, and I've been trying to give in or trying to force myself into this, is applying really cool things that I'm learning at work to my podcast and the way I run my podcast, and things that I have learned with my podcast and other personal projects, for example, like video editing that I did with my vlog over the summer. Apply those things also on my work. And one big example of that was a video that I created for Microsoft. It was a Valentine's Day special video. If you haven't seen that, and if you're Portuguese, go over to my Facebook and check it out, or go over to Xbox Portugal's Facebook page and check it out. It was basically a video that I decided I wanted to do it to celebrate couples on Valentine's Day, and couples that are connected and that do have fun because of video games. So trying to show video games not as something that separates a couple, but something that actually unites people. So we brought couples, a guy and a girl and two girls who are somehow connected to each other because of video games, or where video games are a pretty big part of their relationship. So I wanted to tell those stories, and I had the best time because obviously I love relationships. I love studying relationships, and I love video games. So it was very interesting to know about these people more and know their stories, but also to do something by myself. This was something that I decided to do it. No one told me to do it. I did it because I thought it would be super cool and I could apply some of my skills. There you go. My video editing skills, filming skills, to do this and then to promote it. So that's one example of the things, and these are the things that I want to keep doing in my full-time job at Microsoft, going the extra mile to do things that leave me happy and that I'm proud about. It might not be crucial to the business, but it is something extra that I can do to push the boundaries to what someone in my position would generally do, and to leave a good impact on this company. There's also something very interesting which touches a little bit on what I just said, which is that since I started taking my podcast more seriously, so you remember when I decided to start doing this collaboration with Daniela, to start doing like custom thumbnails, to start using Instagram as a platform for business, actually. So for now, for me, Instagram, for the most part of it, it is me posting podcasts. It is me trying to grow the platform. So not just I have an Instagram profile, whoa, cool, it's for my friends. No, I'm willingly trying to grow this platform to gain followers. So when I decided to accept that, because it really was about me accepting that, because for a long time I did want that, but maybe I was too scared about what other people thought about it, and was I selling out because I'm posting things? Do people really care about the things that I post? Am I just being selfish? Why do I want these people to follow me and everything? And then I accepted just as I want people to follow me because I want people to listen to my podcast, because I want to you know, for all the reasons that I've explained why I started this podcast. So now I've kind of accepted that this podcast thing, it is something that I want to do. It is something that I take very seriously, very professional, and that could possibly become something that I would want to do full time. I don't know. This is still something that I'm deciding and we'll still see how it goes. But obviously, it is something that I want to do with my free time that I love doing. And I think can bring me good things to my work and vice versa, that both things can influence the same way that I just told you in the previous segment. So what the impact of this, acknowledging this, that admitting that I do want to make some kind of career out of this, out of having a podcast, being a content creator, because it's possibly might not be just about a podcast. Obviously, I very much enjoy video, and I've said that I do want to maybe do video in the future. If I just had more time, I would love to do more vlogs, to, I don't know, just make more video than just audio. I do love audio, and audio gives me all kinds of benefits over video in terms of time saving. But this means that I would have to admit that I actually suck at what I want to do with my life, and that I've accomplished very little. Now, why am I saying this? Because when I finished high school, I wanted to get into college, I wanted to get into good university, have good grades so I could get a nice job and just be successful at marketing, become some kind of marketing director for a very big company, Portuguese big company, and just be knowledgeable in marketing and have a family, have a life. But since then, so many things have changed, and recently I've really thought about this, which is, that's not enough for me, definitely. And I really love doing content. I really love creating things and creating things with other people. So when I look at that part of my life, which is feeding most of my happiness and which I do want to be a big part of my life, if you look at that, I failed. Because in terms of professionally, yes, I did get to like a really cool university, especially at master's, went for the perfect master's that I did want to go. Honestly, there was nothing else that I would rather study in and where. So it was really like a decision that I made, and I accomplished it. And then I went to the company and to the job position that I wished, my favorite one. So at that point, everything, all of those decisions, like goals, I did accomplish that goal. So if my life resumed to that, I would be like seven heavens. I would be doing super well and everything would be going just the way as I had planned. But when I admit that that's not enough for me, and that this part, being a content creator, it is something that really that I want to accomplish and that I want to be part of my career, then I have done very little, and most of the goals that I would have for it haven't been accomplished at all, because I started my blog, although it was at the time it didn't mean nearly as much as this podcast means to me now, but at the time I had my blog, created the blog, and I didn't build a big following with it. I didn't build like big connections with people that would be reading my stuff and I would be reading theirs. Although I very much enjoyed writing, and I still do, and I was very proud of the things that I had written, the articles that I had written, I had made very little impact on the people around me, which was always the goal. I didn't have a voice, so things weren't working out. And right now, although we are seeing some growth if you think about 2014, probably till now, like 4 years of this, I'm still very bad at this. That would be my guess. And admitting that it is hard, because it means that I haven't tried enough to do this, maybe because I was scared. I don't know. Well, I do know. I know I was scared. Because admitting that this would be my goal, that I would have to work hard for it and not complain, not say like something, oh, but that's not my priority. This is just a hobby. And studying and working, that's what I want to do. I don't really care about these numbers of people reading, but I do care. I very much care, and I want to focus on that. So yeah, here's a little like mind rant from me, acknowledging that this podcast and the things that I'm building with my personal brand, it is very, very important to me. It is something that I want to develop even further. And it is something that is crucial to my happiness. And last but not least, I said, hello, Anchor, this is Anna Guerra, your host, and welcome to my podcast. Which I actually should have said something like, hello, you, because that should be a change as well. I've said, you know, when I said, I don't want to change Hello Anchor because that's how I've always done since day one. But I think when people outside of Anchor and that do not know what the Anchor app is, listen to this, they maybe feel a little bit left out. So from now on, I'm going to say, hello you, this is Anna Guerra, your host, and welcome to my podcast. It will still take me a while to get this the same way that I was doing it before. It was super like internal, I knew this straight away, so now I have to like change this and make this a thing for me. But still, yeah, I decided to change it because it was my daily podcast, and as you know, it's been a long time since this podcast has not been daily, unfortunately. And I realized that the kind of content that I am passionate about and that I am proud of, it has to be something that it leaves me more time to do than just doing something daily. I would love to do things daily, but honestly, like, I don't have time. It would mean, like, you get off work at 6:30, you get home at 7 something, then if you go hang out with your friends or do something special that evening, then you get home at 11 or even later, and then you can't record anything. You just go to bed because you know you have to get early and be on the top of your game for the next day. So although I would love that, and maybe in the future we could have something like this, who knows what might be on the cards for me. But as of now, definitely creating a daily podcast is not going to happen. And there's another thing, which is something that I've thought about for a while and that has been bugging me a lot, which is, you know how every podcast has a name. For example, Sarah Dici's podcast is The Creative Exchange. Gary Vee's podcast is The Gary Vee Audio Experience, but it's still like Gary Vee. But most of the podcasts are or have like a specific name. It's not just the podcast or my thing. But when you look at YouTube, most of the YouTube channels, they are personal and it's just your name. And because what I'm trying to do with my podcast is, it's a very personal thing, and I want to maintain my freedom as much as possible on this. I don't want to feel like I can't post this because this is not the kind of content that I've been doing before. I want to post stuff that are true to myself and true to what I've grown to be. And hopefully those are the things that that my audience loves and that are related with the overall subject of my podcast, which is generally marketing, branding, entrepreneurship, creative, some music even. But it's still very much, it has like a common theme. I'd like to think that it does have a common theme. But to not close myself to a specific name, and because this podcast, it is about me, the things that I like, and the people that I hang out with and everything, I think that the best name for it as of now is The Anna Guerra Podcast. Just simple as that, The Anna Guerra Podcast. And it gives a name, there's a name there. There's a name, like if you ask what's the name of the podcast, it's not my podcast, I don't have a name, you just search Anna Guerra. No, it's, the podcast name is The Anna Guerra Podcast. That's fine. One of the most popular podcasts ever, it's The Tim Ferriss Show. So here, there you go, The Anna Guerra Podcast. And it, for me, it still sounds a little bit lame, but over time, I've realized that it really is the best option for me to just leave that name as it is, The Anna Guerra Podcast. Now, as of content scheduling, I'm thinking what I've kind of done intuitively and just by instinct has been posting on Monday nights and Thursday nights. So because that has worked out organically, that's what the schedule that I will try to follow intentionally try to follow that schedule. So Monday for me makes sense because generally over the weekend I can take some time to develop what I want to do, to plan the week ahead, to record something if I have to. For example, I'm recording it now, it's Sunday night. So then getting everything done, and if I need something out of other people, then I have Monday, which is a working day where people might be more willing to collaborate with me as well. So yeah, posting something on Monday night, and it's the beginning of the week. People want to be productive. They want to read. They want to listen to my podcast. Or they do not. They just think everything sucks because it's Monday. And then Thursday night, which is, honestly, I don't know why, but it just seems to be a night that I'm generally at home. I don't know why, but I never seem to set up, or people never seem to set up things with me on Thursday nights. And in terms of work, it's already like almost the end of the week, so there's nothing urgent anymore, because you know that nothing crucial will happen on Friday, probably. So Thursday night seems like a good night for me to record something if I have to, if I don't have anything ready, or to just schedule everything to get the podcast episode up and running. So yeah, that's the schedule that I will be following. So hopefully you'll be receiving this Real Talk episode on a Monday night. So happy Monday to you. Yeah, it will be on Monday and Thursday, but I won't tell you what kind of content it will be. So on most podcasts, you know that what's coming up, it's a lesson every single day, or it is a podcast interview with a creative person every single day. Like, not every single day, but every single episode, that's what I mean. But because I'm leaving yet again this podcast as something like different than what usual podcasts are, and very much inspired by YouTube creators, because those are the people that have inspired me and that I do enjoy the content of, it's not something that you can expect all the time. So you're still gonna find like Daniela Project kind of episodes with me and her. You're gonna find a Three Facts About Me episode. You're maybe gonna find a Microsoft, being a Microsoft intern episode. I don't know. But there's nothing specific that you can hope for. I will try to follow these specific series, obviously. But what I mean is there's not going to be Series A on Monday and Series B on Thursday. It's just going to go whatever. And I'm okay with that. And I hope you are as well. Because that gives me some space to create the things that I do enjoy and that work for me at that specific moment and that are making me happy at that moment. So, yeah. I think that's the end of my real talk today. And yeah, let me know what you think. Let me know if you heard this until the end. You are a true fan, I can tell you that. If you're fine with everything, what do you think of the things that I've commented on about especially in terms of strategy, if you think this is okay or not, if this is how you thought things always went, I don't know. Just let me know what your thoughts are. And yeah, I'm saying goodbye for now. While you're waiting for the next episode, which should be on Thursday, that's what I promised, be sure to follow me on Instagram. Check out my stories. I promise I'm posting stories every single day, so you get to see a little bit about my behind the scenes, my actual life, which honestly, it's just me watching TV shows because that's what I do. But yeah, you get to could see a little bit more. So yeah, follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter as well, and follow this podcast wherever you're listening, whether that is Apple Podcasts or Overcast or Google Play, anything really. Just follow it and be sure to listen to the next episode. Bye!